You are now listening to Coach with your host, Kyle Terrell. The best place to go for teaching you how to train your body into the condition you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Kyle Terrell. You are listening to Coached, as you just listened to in the intro. So I appreciate you guys listening again. Now, I am going through a series called What Your Personal Trainer Isn't Doing. And so basically, these are the flaws in the personal training industry and how it's affecting you as the consumer. So before I get into that, a couple ways that you can follow me. I can be found on Instagram, Kyle Sometimes Fitness. So that's Kyle _sometimes_ fitness. You can also follow our Facebook group. So this is a group you can interact with other listeners here. And the goal is to kind of build this community up, because I want you guys, along with me, to kind of create these relationships where we help each other out in our fitness journeys. And so that is the goal. Also, if you haven't, please give me a like, subscribe, 5 stars if you listen on iTunes. I'm not sure about the other platforms, but if you have a way to rate me on those platforms, please do so. It really helps me out as I'm building out these episodes. So let's get into it. In this episode, in part 3, I'm going to go into why your trainer is not respecting your time. And this is sort of comical, because I think this is one of the reasons that people don't want to get personal trainers. So let me just go down the list of a couple reasons why I think why. So number one, your trainer called in sick again. This happens so much. Personal trainers call in sick almost more than any other profession I've ever seen in my entire life. It's ridiculous. Literally, I would have at least one person a day out of like 8 trainers call in. I'm like, what the heck? That's like once a week, you know? So let me approach it from the trainer's perspective, though, because this is really interesting. So trainers don't get paid a salary, okay? So think of it this way. So if I'm a trainer and I have a session at 7 a.m. and then I don't have another session till 11 a.m., well, think about how much that gap is, right? It's basically 4 hours that I don't have anything to do. And since a lot of gyms operate in a way that trainers don't have to find their own clients, because again, like in the first episode, you know, you have people designated to just sell personal training, and then they just book those trainers. That's their whole job. And so there's not incentive, there's no motivation for these trainers to find their own clients, which I think is a huge problem, right? Because, I mean, what else would you be doing as a personal trainer 15, 20 years ago? Well, you'd be walking the floor, introducing yourself to people, being really friendly, trying to build up your clientele and trying to get some sales, right? But now it's not set up like that. So it really screws everything up. And so these trainers kind of get lazy, and they just like, I don't really want to go in. Like, I'm going to spend more in gas money driving there than I would, you know, staying. I can sleep in, you know? So that's number one. Number two is this. This is probably the most common and my biggest pet peeve is you see a trainer on their cell phone, like either calling or texting, and they say they're texting another client, but they probably aren't. And I would say the only time this is ever acceptable is when they're tracking a workout. So this is something I did with a couple of my clients, because they would come up to me and say, hey, I have this really cool app that I want to use. Can you log my workouts on this app so we can share it? Okay, that's cool. I don't mind doing stuff like that. It still has the appearance that I'm on my phone, so I don't really like it. But you know, I've done it a couple of times. I think it's socially acceptable. It's fun, right? And then number three is, they probably just don't care. So a lot of these trainers, again, it's such a high turnover, and I hate to say that. It's just a horrible thing to say is they don't care. But I mean, really, if you think about it, it's with the high turnover, and are they going to work there in 2 months, 3 months, 4 months? And with all these statistics I gave you in the first episode of this series, I mean, that really just makes sense, right? So here's what I think a trainer should do. Okay, I think first they need to leave their phone behind. I think that's kind of a given, and maybe transfer that stuff later on. but also they should be completely focused on you. And here's the reason for that, is that the whole point of personal training is to point out flaws in the client and figure out how you can fix that. So if you have a hip issue, or when you're doing a squat, there's a certain part of your back that isn't moving correctly. There's little things like this that we know to look for that the consumer doesn't. This is basically the reason. This is the entire reason that you're hiring us, and so we have to really pay attention and not be goofing around. Like, take it seriously. You know, if you have a really serious trainer who's like doesn't joke around a whole lot during the session, man, you probably have a pretty awesome trainer. But not paying attention, the opposite of that, has effects. I've seen things, you know, people trip during a session because their trainer wasn't paying attention. I've seen a barbell dropped on someone's head because the trainer wasn't paying attention, because the client wasn't holding it correctly. And so there's things like that happen all the time. And the client and the trainer's liable for it, and they just think, oh, we're just gonna have a good time. No, I mean, this is serious. I mean, people have goals to reach, and I think they should be, just as serious as your goals as you are, because they're the one that's supposed to be designing this program. And so, them missing a session should be more important than you missing the session. So they should be able to hold you accountable. So again, I'm not talking about every personal trainer. Hey, if you have, I'm telling you, if you have an awesome personal trainer, man, I would love to have them on the show, because they don't happen anymore. So bring them on the show. I would love to share what they have and share with the rest of the listeners. You know, I think that would be great. So that's kind of the whole point. I want to do some of these interviews. But I think that's kind of a wrap for this episode. I know it was kind of short, but the reason it's short is because I release these all at the same time. And so I wanted to kind of do back to back to back to back. And so go ahead and skip to the next episode so you can get into the next part. And again, reach me on Instagram. Feel free to ask me a question. Give me some feedback about what you think so far. And we will keep going from here.